Midrash Lamites, the last section of Zmanim Shel Aliyah Ruchanis, O Chalila Hafuch. There are times literally of spiritual elevation, or God forbid the opposite. Adam She'eno Mistake Ala Chaim Kitzmicha, person who doesn't look at his life like a situation of growth, something like an organic entity, Eino Misugo Lachshov Kach, won't be able to think in accordance with the terms that we have outlined so far. Nisponi Makam Makar Mechaye Hanisuin. So let's examine a couple of different situations from within marriage. Kitam Hem Yecholim Lahavi Esa Adan Lidei Tzmicha Ishit O Chas Hashem Lahefech. So we'll say, remember again, the one thing that we saw yesterday is that when encountering a challenge in marriage. So his example of a challenge was, you know, just the typical example of my spouse tells me that I've done something wrong, or that I'm deficient in some way. So remember again, if a person is not growth oriented, so the simple reaction to being quote unquote attacked is to go ahead and go on the defensive, or try to go ahead and switch the responsibility to the other. But if a person is focused on growth in life, the first thing is, okay, my spouse says something. Number one, am I right? Is she right? Right? Is she right? Is she correct in terms of, do I have this deficiency? Do I have this shortcoming? Step one. Step number two, then, if she's correct, and I have to figure out how to address it. If she's wrong, however, I have to then figure out in terms of why it is that she's saying that. Why does she feel this way? Why is she saying this about me? What's happening with her? How could I help? What's going on in her life? How could I somehow be there for the other to be able to address whatever situation is happening with her? The idea is that every challenge creates an opportunity for growth. But this, of course, is a mindset. This is, he gives some examples. Pamim sha adam, pamim sha isha mishameshes, babayis gamkish. Kigon shebas bala nasa luchot larz kudome, upam shaish mishamish bebayis gam kisha, kigon beitos leda. So there are sometimes that the wife plays the role of the husband, sometimes that the husband plays the role of the wife. So sometimes the husband goes on travel, he goes overseas, and the wife has to go ahead and occupy both responsibilities as a wife and also as a husband. And sometimes the husband has to go ahead and play, you know, Mr. Mom. You know, his wife gives birth or whatever else, and he's got to assume all the responsibilities of the home. He says, Zmanim elu yicholim lios zman metach nafshi gavah, u'meidach hem gam yicholim lios zman shel tzmicha ishis. So these circumstances, depending on how you play it, so these circumstances could be opportunities for incredible growth, or they could be moments of incredible difficulty. In this Nisponi case, let's analyze this. Al derech klal, ha'adam eno sam leiv, kama tarchim ibur avuro, o avur yoladav. The truth is, in general, we don't really pay all that much attention to how much people do for us, or how much they do for our children. Ha'ish kashalo lasim leiv, it's very difficult for a man to truly appreciate everything that his wife does for him and that his wife does for his children. It's exceptionally difficult. And the opposite is true also. It's difficult for a wife to understand everything that a husband does for her. And again, I want to be clear. It's not because, God forbid, a person is not grateful or a person doesn't care. It's because sometimes, you know, we're kind of wired to think about ourselves. So we don't fully understand the mesiras nefesh involved. Taken for granted, right? It's not that we don't care about it. It's that we don't appreciate the effort that goes into people doing what they do for us each and every day. He says, so those moments in life where a man has to assume some of the responsibilities of his wife, or those times where a wife has to assume the responsibilities of her husband, yicholim la seis la adam hastaklus mitziutit. Mahu hekif hatircha shetarchim avuro. Hare lanu kitzad zmankoshi hofech letzmicha ruchanas mushlam. So I will say this happens. So what happens in that moment where now I have to go ahead and be not just the father but the mother, or times where my wife has to be the father and the mother as well. So those are times that allow the other to cultivate an appreciation for how much the other works on their behalf. Sometimes you have to assume the responsibilities of the other at the very moments in which you begin to appreciate all that the other does for me. So here you could take a situation which may be inherently stressful, because the truth is, it's stressful to assume the responsibilities of the other. But yet, if used the right way, it could be an incredible opportunity for growth, because now I've cultivated an appreciation for the other. Nite dugma nosefas. Let's give one more example of this. He says, Pamim rabos, she'echad mibnei hazug ma'od rotze she'akshivulo. So interestingly enough, there are times in a marriage where one of the spouses wants very much for the other to listen. Ba'ofen tivi, Akev lachatz hachayim v'chein ekev tivi b'nei adam lo tamid nisafsher lohem la'asos zos bekalus. So what happens? So there are times where my wife wants to speak to me, my wife wants me to listen, but it's not happening. Now, it's not happening for a couple of reasons. Sometimes it's not happening because literally there's just not time. Or it's also not happening because the truth is, most people have very shortened attention spans, right? And they're just not able to really give the proper attention and to listen. What'd you say? And often their answer is, lo achshav, I want to listen, but not right now. Ani asuk, I'm a little bit busy. Kvar himanti ma'at o ato rotza. You don't have to go through the whole thing. I know what you want. Right? I know what you want. I know what you need. We don't have to have a whole conversation about it. All right. Ulam, ada shemistakil alachaim kitzmicha ishit. But a person who looks at life as an opportunity for personal growth, rotze b'mekarim elu, kelim lepitu, excuse me, roa b'mekarim elu, kelim lepituach hasavlanut, kelim lilmod lahazin ulahakshiv, Lahavin ulahargish esrayehu. But yet a person who looks at life as an opportunity for growth sees the growth potential in every situation. So if my spouse wants to speak to me, so I know what the conversation is about. I already know what the result is going to be. So often we just say to ourselves, let's save the time. Let's save the time and just do what's going to be done anyway. But a person could realize, if my spouse wants to talk, I have an opportunity here to go ahead and work on my midah, work on the attribute of patience, right? I have the ability to work on my ability to listen, and I have the ability to work on my empathy and compassion. The idea, it's important that we all know this, that in life, sometimes when a person wants to talk, it's not just because they need to accomplish A, but it's also because they want to be heard. And hearing a person is an incredibly important thing. So sometimes if you say, I know what you want, so okay, the thing might get done, but the person is not being heard. And besides the personal hurt that visits upon the individual, I also lose out on an opportunity to further myself as a person. Because I lose out on the opportunity to work on my patience, to work on my ability to listen, and to work on my empathy. The ability of a person to listen and to truly hear and understand the emotional aspects of the other, rikshe libo, the beating of the heart, the feelings of the heart of the other, him davar yakar ma'od lenefesh ha'adam. It is something very precious, it's something very important. Ki yahalom hamasir eskol binyan nefesh. Such a beautiful idea, such a beautiful wording. Like a precious stone that illuminates the entire structure of one's soul. So we'll say again, it's all we're doing now is bringing. I mean, these are important lessons by themselves as well. These lessons ultimately of listening, these lessons that sometimes it's not just about what is being said, but it's about being able to listen what is being said. These are all important, but these are all part of the overarching lesson that he's trying to convey. Because sometimes what happens, so a spouse wants to talk and the other spouse has just had a ridiculously hard day and I'm pulled in 50 million different directions, and now you want to talk about something that perhaps, first of all, we've spoken about 10 times already. And what happens? And we already agreed on what we're going to do. Like I already said, okay, well, either a person has given the typical husband response, which is whatever you want, right? Whatever you want, whatever is. But again, so a person could address, now my wife wants to speak again. So we'll say, so again, at that moment, the person has a choice. I could either go ahead and just look at this as a nuisance, or I could say, here's an opportunity for growth. That's, and by the way, this is not, as he said, not just a paradigm in marriage. It's a paradigm in life. When you have those moments of tension or those moments of difficulty, those moments of challenge, you have a choice. Choice either A is, do I grow from it or do I somehow resist it? If I resist and fight against it, okay, then all it becomes is a nuisance. But if I say, here's an opportunity for me to grow as an individual, how can I grow as an individual? I could become a better listener. I could become more patient. I could become more empathic. I could become more compassionate. Those are all ways in which I now use a stressful or challenging situation, and I use it as an opportunity or platform for growth. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem with this Dugma Nosefes, another example, page Resh Mem tomorrow.